Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
The merits and virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ibn As-Sakr records from his chain of narrators that birds were given as gifts to the Messenger of Allah. So he distributed them and left a bird. Then he said, O Allah, bring to me the most beloved to you of your creation to eat with me from this bird. So Ali ibn Abi Talib came and entered and ate with him from that bird. So we can come to this conclusion from this narration, which is narrated from a Sunni Imam, that the most beloved of Allah's creation is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the person who ate with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, the chain of narrators of this narration has been analyzed, and it's been confirmed that all of them are thiqa, meaning they're trustworthy, and that the narration is sahih. And of course, this is not the only narration which has been narrated from Ibn As-Sakr. Others have also narrated a similar narration, which is called the narration of Ta'ir, the bird, which is very similar to this one, which indicates that Imam Ali is the most beloved of Allah's creation.
Dhammas بيرده دم دم علي علي سخلال قلندر مست مست
سخلال قلندر مست مست
جلال قلندر مست مست
دم مست قلندر مست مست دم مست
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's to my brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we live in a world which is truly strange and unfortunate many a times. We truly await the governance and the just government and authority of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, for it is he who will bring about the ultimate justice in a world which is filled with oppression and tyranny. Of course, this is all we see across the world in many places. One such instance is this idea of sanctions. Now, for some reason, countries believe that sanctions are only limited to a government, when in reality, sanctions, especially case in point, those that we see, for example, against the Islamic Republic of Iran, are sanctions that definitely harm the people more than they harm the government. Now, of course, sanctions that are related to government officials, where, for example, they can't fly in and out of a country, for example, those really are inconsequential sanctions, but sanctions that we find that countries have unfortunately levied upon the Islamic Republic of Iran are sanctions that affect the common and ordinary person in this country. Now, when we're talking about sanctions, of course, there's an interesting story from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We find, of course, that we've talked about his courage and his bravery, his steadfastness, his determination. But here, along with all of these, I think we can add honor and nobility and chivalry and this very being gallant in the battlefield and being honorable and noble and chivalrous in the battlefield. And now, you must be thinking, how does this connect to sanctions? Well, we find that during the Khilafah and the Caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the battles that occurred was the Battle of Siffin. And so here, Muawiyah, who was trying to proclaim himself to be the Caliph of the Muslims, and who also claimed to be an avenger of the blood of the third Caliph Uthman, and of course who had been placed in Syria, in Damascus, in Sham of that time as the governor, he did not want to step down when Imam Ali was trying to have him step aside from this governorship. So this war took place. And I'm sure that some of you are familiar with the historical aspects of this. But in the Battle of Siffin, we find that Muawiyah had reached the battle area first, and he had access to water wells, and he stopped the access of Imam Ali's army to these water wells. In essence, these were sanctions on water. And so then what we find is that when Imam Ali alayhi salam went and his army fought against the army of Muawiyah and they took the water wells into their own hands, some of the commanders of Imam Ali said, well, now is the best time to sanction the enemy and literally have them die of thirst. And here is where the honor and the nobility and the chivalry and the absolute gallantry of Imam Ali alayhi salam on the battlefield is shown, and he says, no, if we stop water from going to them, then what is the difference between us, the forces of truth and good and justice, and them, the forces of evil and falsehood? And so in the modern day, we see that the people of truth and justice, they won't sanction a group of people or do what is called collective punishment. Matter of fact, the believers should be merciful with the believers at all times, and these kind of ridiculous sanctions that are put in place that harm the people are something that are contrary to humanity, and they are contrary to what it means to be
a human being. We learn all of these things from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so yet another thought-provoking and comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You and I, brothers and sisters, should be Muslims of action. We should be willing to give our wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to hoard it. We should be willing to give our tongue for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we're not ready for it, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that movement by which to give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing else is valuable. I'm going to read very briefly the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This will he wrote right after the battle of Siffin. When he comes back, I can just see this image of a man who has ruled as a khalifa for 4 years and 9 months. And in those 4 years of treachery that the enemy attacked him so much, he spent every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second doing good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a second did this man pass by which he gave his did not give his soul fi sabilillah. That's why Allah says, follow him. Why was Muawiyah such an enemy of his? Why did Muawiyah prepare this assassination of Imam Ali? People say Imam Ali alayhi salam was hit by a Khariji by the name of Ibn Muljim. Ibn Muljim, the Khawarij, were created by Muawiyah. The institution of the Khawarij was created by Muawiyah. Muawiyah created this as a smokescreen to keep Imam Ali busy so that his authority should remain. But Imam Ali worked hard to remove him. But the people didn't help him. Imam Ali mentions in Siffin, he said, I will trade 10 of my soldiers for one of Muawiyah's soldiers. For their dedication to serve Muawiyah, but mine are half-hearted. What a message! When Imam speaks like that, I think he's talking about me. When Imam says, I will trade 10 of mine, I think one of those 10 is me. And I'm ashamed. When Imam says that I came in this world to serve you, I am a being that Allah has chosen, not ordinary. The Imam, the name of Ali ibn Abi Talib is Sha'air Allah, is Dhikr, Dhikrullah. People who say this shafa'a and tawassul, they haven't understood the message. To mention the name of Imam Ali is dhikr of Allah, because when you look at him, he does nothing but takes you to Allah. He never takes you to himself. He never says, worship me. He never says, how great I am. He never does any of that. He keeps taking us to the Prophet and Allah. So why should he not be remembered? Why should we not remember him? Why should we not mention him? Why should we not live like him?
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.